Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast, the Neil Haley Show and Celebrity Interviews live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing fantastic. I'm so excited to talk to our guest today.
Absolutely. The winner of The Voice season 24, Huntley. Huntley, thanks for stopping by. And it's got to feel so real to be the winner, right? It's a
hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, I mean, it definitely is surreal. I haven't really been able to go and celebrate with my family yet. So it's crazy, man. Like I can't, it really doesn't even feel like it's happened yet. I keep on opening my phone and just seeing on Google, like all these articles, you know, The Voice season 24 winner, and just seeing my picture and how surprised I looked. And I'm just like, did that happen? It's like, it's insane.
For sure.
Go ahead. Totally crazy. Hey, two real quick questions, just out of curiosity. When did you decide you wanted to be on The Voice, and when did you decide that you were going to win The Voice?
I would say, you know, the way I was discovered, was, you know, through a video that I had 500 views on, you know, and, I've tried so many times to get on these shows, and, you know, I've had some success, but never aired, or, you know, I never got any airtime of me playing. And, you know, this time, you know, I actually was semi-discovered, you know, actually by one of the casting people who said she's never had someone make it, you know, past the blinds. And, you know, and that's what she's told me. And, you know, it's been a pretty crazy journey since then. And not one step of this way did I ever think that I was winning this thing, dude.
Really?
Like, I mean, I don't know if you've watched this season, like if you actually have, or if you're just seeing who the winner is, but this whole season has a way bigger story and way bigger picture to it than just me winning. I mean, the talent, the level this season was unbelievable. So I am very proud that I did win this season, because the amount of talent that was here was, I mean, crazy. I mean,
you know, and it's interesting to give people not to give up. 500 views. You know how many people want to go viral social media wise? I'm going to ask a social media question now. This is the fun thing about, you know, interviewing somebody and hearing what question, how they answered it. 500 views. A lot of people give up, right? In their music, right? Yeah. Oh my gosh, am I ever going to go viral? Anything going to happen? I don't even want to know how many views you have now, man. We're not going to even talk about it, Mr. Virality. But yeah,
it's insane. Yeah, I mean, I would say I'm old, but I'm definitely not TikTok generation, you know, worthy, you know, and I feel like, you know, I try to get on TikTok, and which I felt silly doing, you know, just because I'm such an old soul that I like, you know, I'm definitely more the touring guy and writing music and getting into the studio guy. But the whole social media TikTok world is just something that, like, I'm just not, you know. A Jackie Rohr always makes fun of me, and she says my phone's always dead, that I hate my phone, because I am that guy. You know, but I try to get on TikTok, and I was getting 50 views a video, and I had 1,111 people. Literally, that was my number before I started this. And now I'm up to, I think, 174,000 on TikTok right now. And my views are having like millions of views. And it's like, I've never really been like a, you know, oh, I got likes or I got views. But the messages from people saying how inspiring this whole story has been for them, and how they're watching it with their sons or their daughters, or their son has long hair and he just liked to wear it, you know, long, that you make him feel like he could be proud of his hair, like that kind of stuff just resonates with me, man. You know, it's just like, it's way bigger than just me winning The Voice.
You know, it's amazing. Greg, I want to bring up, did you know I had long hair before, Greg?
You did not have any hair.
Yes, I did long hair. I'll have to send you pictures of my days in professional wrestling when I had long hair. Yeah,
I got to see that.
Undertaker and stuff. So, but guess what happened?
Speaking of professional wrestling, I feel like they've been trying to get me a WWE contract this whole time. he calls me the Undertaker. I think he called me another wrestler name. I can't remember. But then they had the Triple H in the background.
Wow. So I'm a former minor league pro wrestler, is looking to make a comeback in 2024. I'm 50 years old, will be 51, but I wrestled with The Rock. I wrestled with the Bushwhackers. I wrestled with the Headbangers down south during the Attitude Era. Oh, so you're a pretty big guy. How tall are you, Huntley? And then I'm going to let Greg have his next question.
Yeah, I'm 6'3". So okay. That's why I thought it was pretty funny that he said I'd be Undertaker and he'd be Rey Mysterio, because we also connected to that. We both were early wrestling fans growing up. I was a big wrestling fan. Hulk Hogan was my guy. Oh, I still have his stuffed animal, like the big version of him.
Oh, awesome. Oh,
that's crazy. Well, but, hey, before I get to the next question, Neil's a legit 6'10". Just wanted to throw that out there.
Oh, you're 6'10"?
Yeah.
That's cool, man. That's so awesome.
But let me ask you, you know, when in the knockout round, Huntley, you know, you picked Wanted Dead or Alive, John Bon Jovi's take on that. And what made you pick that song? And, you know, tell me about that.
You know, if I was going to be honest, you know, they asked us to pick songs, you know, that we wanted to do. And like we had, like, I think it was like five song choices. And I think that I'm more of a songwriter and I like recording songs, like, you know, that I write, that the cover songs, I felt so weird picking like songs to do. Like, I felt like I was having the hardest time. And honestly, I was going down the list of songs they had cleared for the show. And it was the last song that I put on my list. And as soon as I played the intro and that guitar went on, me and my buddy Bias, who was also on the show, looked at each other and I was like, I have to put this on there. Like, this would be so cool if I did this before even I'm a big fan of Bon Jovi, but like, I never sang the song before ever. So the fact that and then of course the one song I didn't know that I put on the list gets called and I'm like, uh-oh. I was like, now I can't sound karaoke on it, you know? So.
Yeah, wow. You crushed it.
Yeah,
my family in Jersey, my family back in Jersey that, you know, my mom's side's all from Jersey. They were pumped.
Wow. You know, and when you talk about that and picking a song and singing another song, what are your goals music wise? Where do you want to go from here after winning it?
You know, I think, you know, I did showcase that I could do a lot of different styles of music. You know, I definitely would really like to release, you know, music as soon as I can. But touring, you know, maybe with an act that already has a staple, you know, kind of, I would like to learn, you know, first, you know, I'm kind of coming in this as like, you know, a 33-year-old rookie, and I just would love to kind of learn first and then just add it to my knowledge that I've even gained here on the show and seeing what really it means to put on a show. And I think that they've shown me what a Huntley show looks like, especially that last one, you know, getting shot up to the ceiling by some rockets and like, you know, having the whole band up there and the backup singers. And, you know, I think that it's really important to me to, you know, to rebirth rock and roll a lot. You know I played a lot of those like commercial songs like Way Down We Go and Daylight, but I think that like I really do want to bring some real rock and roll back first. Mm-hmm. Like I really want to bring some like, you know, even though I have that Southern, you know, grit and growl in my voice, it can kind of be added to any genre of music. And I think that, you know, people are dying for some rock and roll, not just here in America, like all around the world. And that's just what I've noticed from the support that I've gotten.
Well, who are your favorite rockers, you know, growing up or listening to now, or who do you go back to?
I'm definitely a lot. I'm really kind of stuck in the past, but definitely Chris Cornell, Joe Cocker, you know, definitely Lenny Kravitz. I mean, Sebastian Bach. I mean, there's a lot of guys on that list that, you know, Steven Tyler, he was my very first big no, but Steven Tyler, I mean, that guy definitely influenced me a lot, but I would say really, you know, I've always just been drawn to the feeling of a song and I've never really been obsessed with any singers. I've never been like, oh, I'm going to try to sound like that guy. It's just like, it's the way I sing and the guys that I've grown up to loving. I think they definitely influence my voice.
All right. So Greg has a question. He asks all the celebrities and I'm now you're probably saying I'm a celebrity. You are a celebrity now. So there you go. But go ahead, Greg, with your question.
All right, Huntley. It's been amazing talking to you and thanks for taking the time to stop by here at Celebrity Interviews Live from the Grotto. And tell me, what is the most important thing in life you feel you've ever learned?
That family comes first, no matter what.
Cool. Powerful answer. That's a powerful answer.
Very powerful.
Can you give us a little bit of the why?
Because no matter what's going on, like I'm on a right now, what I accomplished is so amazing, but it's a TV show, man. You know what I mean? Like my career is going to be amazing, but you know, at the end of the day, if I don't have my daughter and my son and their families with me, like at the end of this, if I don't have my family with me, it's not going to matter, you know? And even sitting here at this hotel right now, and like I won, all my friends that were on the season are gone. All the voice contestants are gone. And I'm here in this hotel all by myself. Like, you know, the main thing in life is that you find the things that make you happy in life. And if my family's not there and it's not doing justice for my family, then it has no business being around me.
Well, we appreciate it, Huntley. That was so powerful. Greg, what a great interview. Thanks again, Huntley. Best
Thank
place
you guys.
follow you? Where can they follow you?
They can find me at Huntley Music, Huntley Music on Instagram, and Huntley Official on TikTok.
All right. That was a special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Celebrity Interviews Live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Guys, take care.